Welcome to Intermezzo from Interlochen Public Radio, where we take a few minutes to bounce some ideas around about classical music.
Well, thank you, Marusa. I'm Christy L'Esperance, and my co-hosts this week are young listeners from far and wide. Many are from this past summer's Interlochen Arts Discovery Day Camp. Since it's the week of Halloween, decorations and costumes will challenge us to face our fears. And we're going to do that with music, taking a close look at things that are spooky, creepy, and go bump in the night. We're calling this week Fearfully Composed.
Whenever I feel afraid, I hold my head erect and whistle a happy tune so no one will suspect I'm afraid.
So far this week, we've heard about clowns and spooky houses. Do you remember that mind-bending house on chicken legs that chases children? The Hut of Baba Yaga? That was freaky. Today is about creature caution, all sorts of animals that make us nervous.
Spiders? Sharks?
Spiders. Spiders and snakes. They're just kind of like scary, like they're like creepy and stuff.
Something that I've become afraid of is praying mantises. I'm pretty sure I got bit by a praying mantis. I'm pretty sure it was a baby. And also, I saw this picture with a praying mantis having blood on its mouth, and that was kind of freaky.
By the way, that healthy fear of danger is your amygdala at work, the part of the brain that helps you survive, detecting actual threats and triggering the body's fear response to either fight or to run. Sometimes another animal's amygdala is telling them to run and then causes our amygdala to tell us to run. That's a whole lot of running.
Like cheetahs.
Dogs.
I'm like afraid of like fast things that can like kill you.
Because they're running.
Well, your amygdala can also react to things that aren't actually big threats. Luckily, with those fears, over time, we can begin to feel more composed.
What I used to be afraid of was kind of like big dogs. But then my puppy started to grow up. But now she's a big dog, and now I'm not afraid of big dogs anymore.
Well, let's get out the magnifying glass and focus on one of those critters, spiders. Fear of spiders is called arachnophobia. But stories like Charlotte's Web and James and the Giant Peach help us to see spiders as friendly. And there's music about friendly spiders, too. Composer Jenny Brandon wrote a spider suite to be played by an oboe, clarinet, and bassoon. And each of the five movements depicts a part of a spider's typical day, like spinning a web, catching a bug, and then tearing down that web at the end of the day so she can build a new one tomorrow. No big deal, just minding her business, getting stuff done like we all do each day. Well, here's a sample from Jenny Brandon's Spider Suite, performed by clarinetist Liz Alexander, flutist Charles Lewis, and bassoonist Douglas Owens. What does it sound like the spider is busy doing here? Well, today we talked about caution around creatures, and tomorrow we'll fill our trick-or-treat bags with a variety of phobias to face.
But first, it's time to test your ears. Each week, we have a mystery melody that we have to figure it out. It relates to our topic. We'll make the melody less mysterious each day. If you recognize it, text it in. And we'll give you a shout-out on Friday. I'll give you the text number after today's sample. Here it is. If you know the mystery melody, text your name and title to 833-490-4718. by texting your answer. You agree to see follow-up messages. Good luck!
Thanks to Poppy and Parker, Joanna, Olivia, Marusa, McKenna, Calla, Wyatt, and Miles for lending their voices to Creature Caution Day during Fearfully Composed Week on Intermezzo. That's it for this time. I'm Christy Lesperance. Join me tomorrow for more music and ideas about fears and how to face them with music. See you then.
Interlochen Public Radio.
Intermezzo airs weekday mornings at 7:30 on Classical IPR. You can hear today's episode again and access some bonus content at intermezzoipr.org. You can also stream the podcast. Just follow Intermezzo from Interlochen Public Radio on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Let's face our fears with music by spending a whole day with the spider. Her day only lasts 12 minutes, though. First, we'll hear the spider hatching in the first movement, titled Along Came a Spider. Then she's a baby spider ballooning through the air on a parachute of silk in The Spider's Flight. Then there's Spinning Song, a wicked waltz, the spider and the happy bug, unsuspecting. And finally, the end of the day, begin again, as the spider tears down the web to rebuild the next day. This is performed by Ciora Winds.